Dick second pitch, a ground ball to third. Nice play by Peyton Winter on the two-hop shot. He throws across the diamond, and 5-3 in the putout.
Got a pinch hitter right here, Randy. Avery Schmidt's going to hit for Ryan Messer.
Avery Schmidt's a left-handed hitter stepping into the box. Ryan Messer tonight, 1-for-3, and Avery squibs this to Winter at third. Peyton in on the grass again, across the diamond, and a couple 5-3 putouts of the Martins. Three pitches in the inning for Matt Imdick.
Avery is never shy.
Nope.
You saw him in high school baseball. Likes to throw the hands at it. Chops that one. Winter getting picked on a little bit, but he's making the plays.
He's making the plays, is right. Matthew Schlungen steps into the box. Matthew 1-for-3 tonight. Bounced into a line drive double play back in the first inning. As he takes a strike called from Matt Imdick in 0-1. 4-9-0 for St. Martin. No runs, four hits, and four errors for Al Rosa. The pitch two, slung it outside a ball, and the count at 1-1. An absolutely beautiful night. We've got a light breeze that's blowing from left to right. And Schlungen, a ground ball to Peter at short. Jackson up with it across the diamond. Scooped out by Dingman, 6-3 in the putout. And the Martins go quickly in the eighth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 7.5, St. Martin 4, Al Rosa nothing. We are back in a minute.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, the Revat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Scott Leeser taking his warm-up tosses, and the throw from Moritz gets by the infielders, and actually the throw from Schlungen gets by the infielders, rolls onto the grass. I don't know, Kirby, if the evening has even allowed the grass to get wet yet.
Yeah, it's, just a beaut of an evening.
No bugs. No, there's enough breeze right now that's
moving them around.
Moving them around.
You say, if you jinx us. And I start swatting up here.
I got my coat. I got my winter coat.
Yeah, I got a jacket over there. I just don't want to put it on.
Blaine Fisher, Kevin Kiefler, and Will Van Beck facing Leeser in the eighth. Sky ball to third, and Ryan Messer has it go right by his glove and drop to the ground. That'll be an error on the Martin third baseman.
Oof. I don't know that he wanted anything to do with that ball.
He was looking up in the sky a long time.
We're past dusk. It's dark.
Scoreboard has given him a hit.
I am not. That is an error. Sorry, Matt. That's fine.
That'll bring Kevin Kiefler to the plate, and Kiefler takes a strike call to 1-1. The ball, it's one strike.
Ooh, Randy Schamberg coming up here. Got to do some guessing.
Yeah. 204 for me.
Okay, I'll go 205.
You are. Okay, tomorrow you pick first. Here's Kiefler, a pop-up to center field. Kyle Leeser back on the grass. Leeser makes the catch for the out and one down.
I'll make it fair. 225.
Okay,
Randy.
I said 204.
225.
And Randy Schoenberg
now
has
he's thinking.
To
he's
think
doing
a little bit. His Melrose math has got to kick in here.
205, 225. Yeah.
Wow.
What'd you get?
Wow.
What? 357?
See, I told you today, we promoted people coming here to the game. Yeah. The pitch to Will Van Beck is
there 100 people down the right field line, Randy?
1-0 the count. Nice.
Good crowd. Yeah. 357. How about that?
Swing and a miss by Van Beck and one ball, one strike.
Total on the tournament thus far, 1961 with two sessions left run. So
sweet.
Get four teams coming tomorrow. Absolutely. Three more on Sunday.
Randy Shaneberg smiling ear to ear on that crowd tonight. Yep. And we said, come on out, support the region. We want to keep those four state tournament seeds. So, yeah, keep supporting us with attendance.
When are we going to get this guy on the air?
I don't know.
And there he walks away. Quickly shimmies away. Bye, Randy.
Ball and two strikes, the count to Will Van Beck, Jackson Peter on deck, base runner over at first. That is Blaine Fisher. Weezer kicks and delivers. And here's a chopper hit back to Scott on the mound. He'll go to second. They get one, and that's it. Nice play by Scott Leeser getting the lead man.
Very nice play. As fields that, slings that over there. Gets Fisher at second.
You bet two outs, a 4-0 St. Martin lead, and Jackson Peter comes up to the plate. Jackson so far tonight, 0-for-2, couple strikeouts, and the walk. Two outs, one on, and the pitch to Peter is a strike called, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Peter, right-handed hitter. Will Van Beck takes his lead over at first. Scott Leeser from the stretch. Rocks and fires, and Jackson a ground ball to third. Messer fields it in foul ground, and Peter is in the hole at 0-2.
This will be his 99th pitch of the evening, Randy Rothstein.
You know, he threw a few pitches early on, Kirby. That first inning, he walked a guy, hit a guy. But I tell you, it just seems like he's been in cruise control ever since. 0-2 the count to Jackson Peter. And a check swing. That pitch low in the count. One ball, two strikes. But again, we say, if you strike out a lot of guys, and what does he have here? 9 strikeouts? 10 strikeouts?
10. I got
10 strikeouts. I mean, you're going to throw a lot of pitches because that's at least 3 pitches per batter. Pitch low and away. Nice scoop by Brian Schlungen behind the plate in the count. 1-2.
That was a great scoop. Backhanded right there. You know that thing had some English on it, or some spin on it at least, coming out of that right hand. Very nice play by the Martin backstop.
Two outs. 2-2 the count. Will Van Beck taking his lead. Goble holding. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss. Jackson Peters out on strikes, and that'll end the St. 8th. No runs, no hits. There was an error and one man left on base. We played 8 here in El Rosa, 4-0. St. Martin with the lead over El Rosa. We're back in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of Central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
Zach Moritz leading off the ninth inning, and he drills a single past the third baseman Winter into left field, and Mr. Moritz keeps stinging the ball out of that leadoff spot.
His second barrel of the evening. Runts will get a pinch hitter right here for Schlungen. Derek Cole off the bench for Carl.
Derek Cole will bat for Brian Schlungen. And Matt Imdick works from the stretch. His pitch is a strike call to Derek Cole in 0-1.
8-1 Springers over Hamill in the bottom of the sixth inning. Seeding game in Class B ball. As Springers win that one. They got to run up to Moorhead tomorrow.
Going on the pitch, it's Moritz, and the throw again zips right by Zach's head as he goes head first, and it rolls into center field, and Morris safe on the steal.
His second stolen base. He's in scoring position. Leaser's obviously dealing, Randy, but this is just a four-run game at the
exactly.
moment. So.
Yeah. One might question, well, what are they stealing for? They're up 4-0, and like you said, there's still one swing of the bat from tying it up.
He's given up four runs before.
Exactly. Here's a pickoff move, and that ball goes over Matt Schmitz's head. It'll roll into center field as Matt Imdick kind of tossed it towards him, and so that'll be an error in the pitcher, error number 5 for the Saints tonight.
Wasn't even covering the bag, Randy, as Schmitz was good 15, 20 feet off a second right there.
Now they'll bring the infield in on the grass with no outs and the base runner at third. Derek Cole at the plate, and the pitch to Cole is outside a ball, and 1-1. 1-1 the count. Kyle Leeser on deck for the Martins. Imdick delivers, and Cole swings and misses. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Martin scoring one run in the second, picked up two more in the third, added an insurance run in the sixth, and the pitch is low for a ball. Scoots away from Fisher, but Blaine quickly retrieves that, and the count's full at 3-2 to Derek Cole. Matt Imdick on in relief of Peyton Van Beck. Matt enters the ball game in the fifth inning. With the bases loaded. And here's a fly ball to right field. I don't know if it's deep enough. Derek Wiener in will make the catch, tagging. And here comes the throw to the plate. Moritz slides in safely. And the Martins make it 5-0. That throw was pretty darn good yet by Derek Wiener. Kevin Kiefler, he did not know where that ball was. He had his hands up in the air going, where is it, where is it? But it was a fly ball to Wiener in right. Sacrifice fly by Derek Cole.
The way he received it, Wiener in right, it's like, oh, Moritz will score easily here. But then he comes, because he was kind of flat-footed, his energy wasn't really coming towards the plate. But then he really made up for it, Randy, with that strong throw to Dingman. But with the cutoff right there, you get a chance for that relay. Moritz with the good speed, he comes across the score, and well, looks like we got another pinch hitter right here.
Chaz Hennon will pinch hit for Kyle Leeser. Kyle was in the on-deck circle. That was just in case that run did not score. They were going to let Kyle bat, but now an opportunity for Chaz Hennon to get in a bat. And Chaz will follow this back and out of play. The count 1-1 to Hennon. A ball, one strike. Matt Imdick kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss by Hennon, strike two. That is the first run that has been allowed by Matt Imdick in his four and a third innings. Pitch is a swing and a miss, and Hennon is out on strikes, and two outs here in the ninth.
Yeah, with a single stolen base, awkward pickoff, and a sack fly, so Imdick has done the job out of the St. Pen here today, Randy.
This is Jake Lauer. Jake will get an opportunity here for a pinch hit. He'll be batting for Brady Goble. Jake, a left-handed hitter facing Matt Imdick. And the pitch to Lauer is inside a ball, 1-0.
Brady's out of the game now. They ran for him.
One ball, no strikes. Lauer will take a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. See another pinch hitter coming into the on-deck circle for the Martins. Two outs. Nobody on. Lauer a swing and a miss. Strike two. Ball and two strikes. Top of the ninth inning. 5-0. St. Martin with the lead over the El Rosa Saints. This in the state tournament, number one seed game. Here's a swing and a miss by Lauer, and he's out on strikes. That'll end the Martin ninth. No runs hit, no errors, or actually one run and one hit, no errors, and no one left on base.
So one error. Played,
excuse me, one error, and no one left on base. So we have played 8.5 innings, 5-0 Martins. We're back in 1 minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Scott Leeser cruising along with a shutout right now. He's given up five runs. He's been backed by some offensive support tonight. His team with 10 hits and five runs. They've taken advantage of five El Rosa errors too tonight. For the Saints here in the bottom of the ninth inning, Ashton Dingman, the scheduled hitter, and he's at the plate. As Scott Leeser kicks and delivers, and Dingman swings and misses strike one. Ashton, tough night at the plate, 0 for 3 with three strikeouts.
Jaden Schaefer in the game to play first base. Here in the ninth for the Martins, three outs away from the region championship.
There's a swing and a miss by Dingman, strike two. Leeser so far with 11 strikeouts in the ball game. And Leeser kicks, delivers, and Dingman takes low and inside a ball in 1-2. So the winner will not play again in this Region 15 seed. They will get the number one seed. They'll be playing in probably 2 weeks somewhere. And the loser will have to play on Sunday.
1:30 game, final game of Regions.
Pitch to Dingman is high for a ball in 2-2. Now to Ashton. Strike three called right down the middle, and Leeser gets strikeout number 12.
Peter and Dingman, a combined 0-for-7 with 7 Ks and a walk. Getting tough to the 3-4 hitters, to say the least.
Yep, talking about bearing down on those guys. That's what Scott Leeser has done tonight. That'll bring Derek Wiener to the plate. Derek, 1-for-3 on the evening. Line drive back to Leeser on the mound. He drops
away.
It, throws to first, and still gets him. As Leeser knocked it down, and he threw from his knees, Schaefer made the play, 1-3 on the putout. That is a great play.
Does this guy want to win the region or what?
Oh,
are you kidding me? Was he laying on his belly and threw the ball 80 miles an hour from his stomach?
Wiener hit that extremely hard right back to Scotty Leeser. He knocked it down, yeah. Definitely on his knees. I don't know how low to the ground he was. But he probably had a peek over the mound to see first base. That will bring up Matt Schmitz. No, actually, are we going to get a pinch hitter?
Ethan Vogt here.
Ethan Vogt will pinch hit for Matt. So Ethan Vogt at the plate.
I can't believe he made that play.
First pitch of ball, and Vogt swings and misses. There's a strike, 1-1.
Well, there's an indication of how his control is this evening, Randy. He can throw from the ground and still throw a strike.
Right. One ball, one strike to Vogt. He'll pop this one up foul. Schlung and giving chase behind the plate, and that just goes foul over the netting.
Randy Schamberg with some action right there.
Just about a bare hand catch. Give him an air. 1-2.
So five on the Saints, one on the Martins, and one on the region
one
commissioner
on
tonight.
Yeah.
One on Schamberg.
1-2. Boat will take a little bit low in the count. Two balls, two strikes.
Look at that bat. Is that like a cow print on there?
It could easily be. Vogt Derry.
Vogt Derry, I you suppose.
Bet. Pitch and a swing and a miss. Votes out on strikes, and that will do it. The St. Martin Martins, back-to-back years as a Region 15 seed champion. Scott Leeser, a gem tonight in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score, St. Martin 5 and El Rosa nothing. Let's take a 30.
We're cool.
Yep, right.
Let's dive right in, Randy.
All right.
I think we're running out of superlatives to talk about Scott Leeser in these region tournaments over the years. And I don't know, tonight maybe his best. He ends up with 12 strikeouts, 13 strikeouts, under 110 pitch, or a little over 110 pitches. Region championship, great play in the field. Another RBI. Did he score a run as well? He didn't score, but he got another RBI. And Martin's, you're going to win a lot of games, Randy. All the games, actually, if you don't allow a run.
Absolutely. Got run support. You know, we kind of question, is Scott Leeser on tonight? Because he hit the first guy.
Isn't that funny to think back on?
Yeah. He hit the first guy. Then he got a double play ball. But then he walked the guy. And it's like, is Peyton Van Beck on tonight and Scott Leeser's not? But it was just the flip where Peyton had an off night tonight and Scott just kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And yeah,
he was on. I mean, it's not even 9:30, so we're looking at an hour and 55-minute ball game right there. And just attacking. And those middle innings, Leeser there from the – he got the single he gave up to Campson, last out of the fourth, clean fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. They got a guy on an air, but other than that drop pop-up, he would have then retired 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 – retired 16 of his last 17, and the guy that got on was a drop pop-up at third.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He was, and you talked about maybe get him early because he's going to get better. He got pretty doggone good by the end of it.
5 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Martins tonight. They left 8 on base. No runs, 4 hits, 5 errors for El Rosa tonight. They left 6 on base. The win to Scott Leeser. The loss will go to Peyton Van Beck, the starter. So the Martins will not play the rest of the weekend. They will be spectators the rest of the weekend. El Rosa will have a game on Sunday at 1:30. They'll take on somebody. I don't know who it is. It'll be one of 4 teams on Sunday at 1:30.
This is where it gets fun. And the Martins, I mean, back-to-back region champions, I'm thinking off the top of my head, nobody's done it since they did it back in the mid-2000s. But just a tip of the cap and the way they do it, you know, that the victory they got against Luxembourg and a night in 10 innings where they struck out like 17 times, but they still came across and got 3 runs and scored with 1 hit, 2 runs off 1 hit in that inning. And just tonight, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, the Martins bats are getting a little quiet. They weren't quiet tonight, boy. They were pounding doubles. Arsenal with a double, Leeser with a double. Goble was all over a couple balls. Moritz all over a couple balls. And, one was enough, and they got 5.
Yep.
So it's a tip of the cap. Congrats to Carl and the gang on back-to-back region championships. And are they sitting in a nice spot when getting the draft from the we ran through the gauntlet of the guys you could potentially pick.
Oh.
They're gonna have Leeser, Schrader, and somebody else. And they might be gearing up for a little run here this year. You never know, of course. No idea when it's going to come, but
exactly.
If you start at the top there with those guys, it's going to be fun.
It will be fun run. It is time to name our coveted cap player of the game, and Kirby, I don't think we can go far off the mound tonight with not awarding Scott Leeser that coveted cap. The guy was spectacular tonight. Huh?
Lights out. I mean, we just talked about it. We're running out of superlatives and making. Guys, look, I mean,
if JT Peter wants Dingman, to line him up, Scott should line
Scott
him up.
Scott can line him up, too. That's his
right.
Wife's new office at St. Cloud State University needs a chasm cap in the corner or something like that. But to have Peter and Dingman go 0-for-7 with 7 Ks,
oh.
I mean, Peter and Dingman? These are college baseball players we're talking about here. And he struck him out all the time. He walked Peter once, but struck him out the next 3 times, struck Dingman out all night.
Yep.
And he's something else. And
just getting it done. Yeah, bearing down, getting tougher on those guys when he needs to. And
the plays he's making on the mound, the double play ball that it didn't turn into a double play, but he's ripping that thing to second.
Yep.
He's throwing from his gut in the ninth inning with nobody on.
He's just a leader. He's just a leader, and I'm sure it'd be interesting to have him mic'd up, listening to him talk to the guys in the dugout, because I'm sure he is not quiet. I'm sure he is probably vocal with those guys too. So
yeah, it's safe.
Just smart baseball talk, probably. And
this is the advantage he gets of playing. He's competent to play baseball for a few years and Double-A baseball player, and comes in Region 15C. It's just he's got 3 wins now in the tournament. The Martins are 3-0, and he's got all 3 wins. And it's he's fun to watch, and he was lights out tonight. He's got a cap.
He's got that coveted cap. Kirby set the table for tomorrow.
High Noon Saloon, the Central Valley League. We will get a Central Valley League team to state, but it's only going to be one, as Lux and Watkins will duke it out for a state tournament berth. That's at 12 o'clock, and man, is that going to be fun. Then 2:30, it'll be Richmond and New Munich for that fourth and final state tournament berth. Just two tomorrow and two Sunday. Two tomorrow, Biggins. Those guys are going to be hungry, hungry hippos for that state tournament opportunity. And it's going to be fun over in Old Meyer Grove tomorrow,
you bet,
Randy.
You bet. You can catch us all over the world tomorrow on mychasm.com on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, and our HD at 105.5 HD2. We want to thank the Darling Ange for producing tonight at our studios in Albany. Thank you, Angela. And our game brought to you tonight by Grove Mutual Insurance. Dairyland Supply and Stock Center, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Richmond and Albany A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM of Wade Park, White Clover Farm, Shady Silver Spur, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in the Munich Sock Center and Lawn Prairie. Columbia Gear, St. Martin National Bank, El Rosa Lumber Company, West Central Sanitation, Stony Creek Dairy, Rambo, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Peps Pork of World Spring Hill, Painesville Farmers Union, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, John Dole, Century 21, First Realtor, the Greenwell Pub, the Freeport State Bank, Buyer Built, BNS Excavating, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, and Kramer Lumber of Melrose. Final score again tonight, it was 5-0. St. Martin with the victory over El Rosa. Kirby, any final thoughts? Or
you get your wife home and enjoy a little pre-birthday party,
yeah,
okay, Randy?
We'll do that.
You get to hang out with me on her birthday tomorrow. So, I mean, it almost feels like it's my birthday if you get to hang out with me. But,
right.
No, yeah, I can't wait till tomorrow. It's going to be fun, Runts.
It will be.
I'd like to thank – I like how I always apologize for interrupting you but still do it all the time. I'd like to thank El Rosa. They were gracious hosts to you and I up here in the booth.
Thanks, Gumby.
Yeah, Gumby, yeah. Mitty. It was always a treat up here.
Yeah, you bet. Always so welcoming here in El Rosa to us, that's for sure. Thank you, Angela. Back at our studios, 5-0 again. St. Martin with the win over El Rosa. We're going to wrap it up from the beautiful downtown park here in cozy El Rosa. For my partner, Kirby Hamish, this is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night.